This is Inspired, where we explore the beliefs shaping our world. I'm your host, Amber Khan. This week, we are looking at faith communities' response to the spread of coronavirus. Houses of worship, where hugging, handshaking, and rituals may involve food and drink from a communal source, well, those pose a risk, especially considering that congregations tend to be older. Italy is on lockdown, with Pope Francis celebrating Mass via social media. Israel announced a mandatory 14-day quarantine for all who enter the country. And Saudi Arabia suspended pilgrimages to major Muslim holy sites and cordoned off Shia villages, where the virus was detected. In Iran, where the number of cases exceeded 7,000, Muslim Friday prayers are canceled in most cities. Closer to home, New York established a one-mile containment zone around the Young Israel of New Rochelle Synagogue, where a member tested positive for the virus, and Yeshiva University canceled classes. Meanwhile, a rector at Washington, D.C.'s Christ Church, who served communion and shook hands at services, tested positive, prompting city officials to ask hundreds of his parishioners to self-quarantine. In response, faith communities are not conveying panic. Instead, many are looking for creative ways to serve their congregations, including changes to rituals and worship practices. Some congregations have moved to live streaming services. The sign of peace, sometimes given as a kiss or a handshake, is now a wave. Staying on top of it all can be difficult, but in one jurisdiction, Montgomery County, Maryland, faith leaders from the Anglicans to the Zoroastrians have a resource in Mansfield Caseman. His friends know him as Casey. A retired minister, he serves as the interfaith community liaison for Montgomery County, Maryland. By definition, he is a connector.
I have a coordinator for every faith community in Montgomery County. That means I think it's 26 or 27, so that within 24 hours, we can connect with all the faith communities in the county and call them to a candlelight vigil, to a demonstration, to a celebration of the richness of our diversity.
And if I am understanding you correctly, you have volunteer coordinators, or are they staff of the local government?
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you. All volunteers.
I want to kind of tune into something that is breaking news, the spread of coronavirus. What's happening here in Montgomery County, and what are you doing?
We're coordinating, again, with all of the offices and departments of county government. I sent out a communication that began with the links to current and accurate information coming from the Center of Disease Control. We have the same coming from our own office in HHS, from a public health officer, from the director of the Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, and from the county executive and the county council, and from links again to faith communities that are posting a variety of information, together with what every individual should do and what we recommend every faith community should do in preparing not just for this week, but for the weeks to come.
Is there discussion about asking houses of worship to suspend congregational services?
What we've done already is to connect them with resources and video streaming, for instance. More and more people are becoming anxious and are preferring to stay at home. But at a time like this, it's also important to feel part of their own faith community. This allows them to be at home and feel one with those that their brothers and sisters who are at worship. We've got to be balancing a parish with community, love with justice, and being as politically engaged as you're spiritually grounded.
When you see threats like fear, what is the advice that you would give to communities who see that and about the human reaction to the unknown?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. It begins with listening for where are they really coming from. And then today, again, out of respect for religious and cultural differences, would want them to know that they're cared for. They're just not alone, because too many people today, especially with what we're experiencing coming, unfortunately, from the current administration out of our White House, people are afraid. In fact, they're in trauma. And so on a personal basis, whether it's in a line in the store or on the street or relating to them, then as a public official in my case, just be very personal. On the other level, it's important for their faith leaders to be connecting outside of their own faith tradition. We are essentially one. And the more you experience emergency situations together, our doctrine and these kinds of differences are meaningless. And through that, there is more than just overcoming our fear. There's healing, and there is a sense, again, of oneness that stays with you.
You know, you remind me of something that has emerged as a concern around coronavirus because it originated in China. The concern of a lot of folks saying who are of East Asian origin, whether they be Chinese or not, that they feel that people are treating them differently. Have you seen or heard about that from members of the community in Montgomery County?
What we're finding is that there is bias, particularly now toward the Chinese. And part of the communication I sent for all of our faith leaders to be sharing during worship services through this weekend, that's included, to be addressing Asian bias. It's real.
What's the response been from the other members of the faith community?
The responses overall have been very favorable, saying, thank you, we really needed this. And I've assured them that they'll be receiving updates. I think in communities is for faith leaders to know people in these government agencies in such a way that there is trust. They know they can believe this. They know that if they have a question, they can go to them. You see the connection here? It's through organizing the faith community across these lines that faith leaders come to realize they're not left on their own. And working together with their public officials, elected and appointed, they're empowered.
Is there ever concern about the boundary between church and state?
Well, we're nonpartisan, but frankly, as you could perhaps tell, my standing is within the Presbyterian Church USA and the United Church of Christ. And so we come out of a Reformed tradition that believes elected officials they've taken a sacred trust. It's a sacred covenant. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that we agree across the line with everything. We do not at all. No, my Lord. And those of us within the faith tradition hold very different theological and doctrinal points of view. We hold different ideological points of view. We are Democratic, Independent, Republican, and more. But we come together again because of a common concern for community.
Casey helped found the Montgomery County Faith Advisory Council back in 2011. It's described as a public-private partnership and interfaces between local government agencies and human service providers that address a host of needs, from hunger to homelessness to combating the outbreak of coronavirus. We spoke in his office at the Montgomery County Regional Center in Germantown, Maryland. We sat near a wall covered with pictures and art proclamations, signs of his relationship to the diverse community in the county. Before I left, I spotted a picture of a young Casey standing next to an equally young Dr. King. I asked him to give me the backstory.
I went to set up a new center for theological education in the urban setting in the inner city of Boston. And there we, among other things, organized the first initiative in the north at the school at the end of our block. And I still have a picture showing him on the steps of that school because they wouldn't allow us in it. Today it bears his name. But I'll never forget those of us that were providing security whenever he came to Boston would meet. Typically these meetings would end at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And we'd be reminded that in the end, the press was there less to record his words than his assassination. So when you think of somebody that's willing to put his life on the line 24/7 and conduct the kind of ministry he did, centered in a love that transcends everything else in life, including death, once that gets into your bones, then you end up being very privileged to be in a position like I'm in now that's continuing to work at becoming the beloved community.
That was Mansfield Caseman, known to his friends as Casey. He is the Interfaith Community Liaison for Montgomery County, Maryland. Coming up, I speak with the pastor of a church without walls that likes to say it's been offering God's love to the rowdy and incorrigible of Los Angeles since 1853. This is Inspired, a production of Interfaith Voices. I'm your host, Amber Kahn.